Welcome to Season 1 of Keswick Virus Discs. Each day, a new member of staff reveals what they would take to a studio flat for a period of self-isolation during a pandemic. They have to choose three music tracks, one film, one book, and of course, a luxury item. Episode 2 comes from the ultimate drama queen. Let's find out what this creative wee Essex gal gets up to when away from Charter Hall, shall we? Introducing our very own head of drama, Mrs. Cleaves.
Track one.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day.
That was Proud Mary by Tina Turner. That's one of my favourite songs. My parents are big Tina Turner fans, so it reminds me of dancing in the car, and we also went to see her in concert a few times. I love the way that song increases in tempo, and I can imagine myself jumping around and dancing to it whilst in lockdown on my own in the studio flat, because at that point I definitely would be missing my family, and this song would bring back really happy memories.
Track two.
During my lockdown, I'd definitely be using music to lift my spirits, and this next song reminds me of being about 17 years old with my friends in sixth form and my twin sister. And we used to go out quite a lot and dance to this music called Garage. And that was a very popular type of music in Romford in Essex, where I grew up. However, me and my friends thought this was the best music ever. And we loved dancing and going to see the DJs and the MCs live in the nightclubs. It wasn't until I went to university 200 miles up north in Lincoln that I realised not everybody liked Garage. And actually, most people hate it. So fast forward for a minute if you need to, but this is my next track. It comes from DJ EZ's most recent 24-hour garage marathon that he published online to lift people's spirits in this current lockdown. So here's a collection of garage tunes mixed by the legendary DJ EZ.
Thank you.
I've chosen my third song because it's an example of a song with hardly any words, and I like to listen to songs with no words because I like to imagine characters moving around and the kind of stories that belong with the music. And I do this when I'm running. I listen to music and I think of stories and characters and events and imagine situations. So this song has hardly any words, but I can kind of picture characters having a really fun time. And this song also has a really good memory for me because when my husband and I got married, this is the song that played as we left the church. So as we walked out after getting married, this is the song that played. And I'll play it for you now. Now it's time for me to pick a film, and my friends and family would tell you that I'm the worst person ever to watch a film with because I ask too many questions and like to talk all the way through it. So I'm going to pick a film that I've watched before that I really enjoyed, and it's The Shawshank Redemption, and I really like it, and I've picked it because I could watch it again and again, and I could also remind myself that whilst I'm in this lockdown, I'm in a really privileged position because I've got the internet and I've got my music and books and the film and all the food that I need, and that I'm a really fortunate situation to be in. I would choose the complete works of Shakespeare, which might be quite predictable, I suppose, as a drama teacher. But the reason is because there's actually two or three plays that I haven't read, and I would sit and read them. And as I read the plays, I like to imagine how they look on stage, and I like to put music to them and think about how I'd edit them to make them more palatable for an audience, because 5 hours is a long time to sit through for audiences these days. And as I've been a drama teacher for 15 years now, I've directed a couple of Shakespeare productions, well, more than a couple, and I've really enjoyed the challenge of making them appeal to a younger audience and editing the script, because I actually really love words. And for me, it was always a choice between whether or not to study English and drama. So Shakespeare's a good bridge between both of those subjects. So the complete works of Shakespeare would set me up in the lockdown, and I'd have plenty to get my teeth into.
Luxury item.
I'm actually going to choose an art set with paints and pencils. And this is because whilst we've actually been in this lockdown, I've really enjoyed doing crafts with my little girls, who are 3 and 5. And they're doing a lot of drawing and colouring, and I've been doing it with them, and I've been really enjoying it. So I'm going to invest in a luxury art set, and I'm going to take that with me, and then I'm going to use the internet connection, and I'm going to follow all the tutorials that artists have put out there and create some masterpieces so that when we come out of lockdown, I can decorate my house with them and send them to all my loved ones. But also, it's, I find art a really mindful activity, and art lessons are my favourite to cover, and I often sneak up to the art block to do a bit of colouring in, or just to have a bit of peace and light if I'm feeling like I'm having a really busy time. Then the art department's always a good place to escape to. So a luxury art set, please. That's what I'd like to take.
Great choices, Mrs. Cleaves. I'm sure that some of you noticed that the brilliant third track was not properly introduced. It was Woohoo by the 5678s, and is a great way to end episode 2 of Keswick Virus Discs. Do check back tomorrow for our next episode. It's a good one. For now, stay home, keep safe.